Just gone 10 o'clock on Tuesday, the 28th of July, 2026. The Dave Charles Show, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. Kicking it off with an early interview with a very interesting man called Carl Liebenberg, who is, well, apart from having been involved in the surf scene forever, he also is a shutter man, a lens man, a photographer who has managed to capture some truly astonishing images of all things to do with the surf and the ocean, particularly around Bolito. And he's produced a glorious coffee table book. It's called Bolito, Ocean Arena, Carl Liebenberg. Welcome to the show, mate. Lovely to have you on the early morning edition, or the early part of the show.
Morning.
Carl, you're a photographer, clearly, but you're also a surfer and a man who loves the sea. What has been the most challenging part of capturing the perfect surf shot for you? Is it predicting the wave or following the surfer, or simply being at the right place at the right time?
Morning, Dave. It's actually being in the right place at the right time. And then it's also a combination of knowing what the surfer's doing.
You have to obviously be very intimately connected to and understand the sport of surfing to know what the surfer is about to do and what you're likely to be able to capture. How long have you been involved in the sport?
I've been pretty much involved my whole life, but I've been shooting for the last in the water for about 10 years. But knowing the ocean and knowing what the surf does and knowing when to go has been quite critical of knowing how to take photos of the surfers and other wave riders.
And in 10 years, presumably, the kit has evolved as well, because I presume it's fair to say that back in the day, to get a good shot in the water, you needed to have incredible housings and cameras and stuff that was extraordinarily expensive and, let's put it this way, not exactly user-friendly. How has it evolved?
It has evolved a lot. I still use a water housing with the camera, but nowadays you have the new GoPro or the DJI cameras, which are a lot smaller and a lot lighter and can shoot and take photos and film as well, which is amazing. So you need a small little camera that you can actually just swim out there and actually get the shot.
So now you don't have to worry too much about the equipment. Now your concentration is on the moment. It must be very liberating, that.
100%. It's so much easier, especially when the surf's massive and big. You can actually get hurt by your own camera and it can actually whack you in your face. Now with the little camera, you can actually get everything and it's so much easier to hold and to take photos.
Yeah, also I'm thinking about it. If you're operating a heavy piece of kit, you've got to have two hands on it. How do you swim?
That's the tricky part. It's the hard part. So you're basically treading water for about 2 or 3 hours in the water. I've got flippers on and a wetsuit, which keeps me afloat, but it is quite tricky to hold the camera body.
So over the past 10 years, you must have shot literally thousands of images, because that's what you do. What made you decide to publish them?
So it evolved. So I was taking all these great photos, but now because of the magazines that have gone away, the surf magazines, and posting on social media or on Instagram or on Facebook, it doesn't do justice. So I was like, I want to showcase my stuff. And what actually happened, and it actually evolved over a period of time, I specifically started shooting surfing, which I knew. And then I started going to each surf spot, and I actually started shooting surf ski, swimming, fishing, all of what the community does here. So it's expanded my horizon, actually what's going on here.
So it's much more than surfing.
100%. So if you have a look on whatever happens at each beach, whatever's going on there, I've captured the moment of the local community.
So it's a wonderful overview of the ocean life of Bolito.
Yes.
Wow. And it's beautifully produced. It must have cost an absolute fortune to create. I know we're in the magazine business. And I know what it costs to print a glossy magazine at number. To do a coffee table book like this is a huge ask. Who has sponsored it?
So I have collabed with certain people. So Jarwitz Real Estates have jumped on board, and also Single Fin Surf Shop. And then I've also used a young designer, surfer guy, They're part of a company called Legs Brands, and they've collabed with us, and they were quite passionate about it to be part of this journey and to assist me as well to do the design and the mood of the book and to incorporate the quotes and the design, etc.
It's a work of art, if I might say, and compliment you on it, because really you've been able to capture not only the essence of what happens, but you've been able to put a spin on it that makes it beautiful and desirable and gorgeous. And in terms of brand Bolito, it's a marketing tool on steroids. So I would imagine there's not a guest house, B&B, hotel in the area that shouldn't have these available as coffee table and for sale. Are they available for sale?
Yes, they are. You can get them directly from me or in specific stores around Bolito and Salt Rock.
And which are those stores?
So on the Salt Rock side, I've got Singlefin Surf Shop and the Rivian Meat House. And then on this side, I've got Lizard Surf Shop, Sweet Peas and Lifestyle Center, and then a couple of little stores on the beachfront as well that'll have.
And for those wanting to buy directly from you, how do they contact you?
They can get me on social media, on Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook.
And what is the cost? What is the price if I want to buy
it? So they are, it is a premium book. They retail for R1,000.
Okay.
But they are limited. So there's not many around. I haven't done a lot of the books, like a magazine.
So it's a collectible already?
100%.
Wow.
100%.
Well, listen, I tell you what, just having paged through it briefly, because I haven't been able to spend time with it, but just the brief moments that I had before this interview had to scan it, I am hugely impressed. And I believe for R1,000, it's cheap. It's very, very undervalued at the price, because it's gorgeous, it's fantastic, and it deserves to be supported. It's your first foray, I presume, into this kind of format. Are you planning another one?
At the moment, I'm open to the universe. So what I would also like to do, some of the prints, is to showcase the lifestyle that we have. So I'm looking to actually, the images that I've captured of the ocean and Bolito, to actually put it in your house and say, this is what Bolito looks like.
Turn it into prints, maybe even into that magnificent wallpaper now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Next one.
So that's probably the next step, but I'm open to the universe, whatever's going on. But I think what the book captures is what the community does. This is what we do, is my slogan. And this is why people live here. So this is the thing that we live for, the weekend or before work or after work. So I think it's a great book to have and to showcase. Maybe there's another version of it. I don't know. We can see.
As you say, open to the universe, open to the process, trusting in the bounty that comes from good work. When you do good work, you get good things. And this is an exceptional piece of photographic journalism and excellence that I believe everyone that lives and loves Bolito should have access to. So if you're keen to find a gift for Christmas, that would be a limited edition and certainly something that would be treasured for an awfully long time. It is this book. It's called Bolito by Carl Liebenberg, Ocean Arena. It is gorgeous. Hardcover. It's a coffee table book. You'll love it. Carl, thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
I wish you more strength and tremendous success for the future.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
and the
it.
Dave Charles Show continues.